Christ is in our midst.
He is ever shall be.
On this Sunday, we have the opportunity to be reminded of the glorious truth that we are not the only ones here today. As we look around, we see our brothers and sisters. We see the church is not full. We see that with our physical eyes. I invite you to be reminded that what we see with our physical eyes is not all there is to see. Scripture says, as we just heard, that we are surrounded round about by such a great cloud of witnesses. These are the saints and our brothers and sisters who have gone before us. They've graduated from this life into the next. And they are observing us. And they are watching our progress in the race that is set before us. We've heard that we are to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. This race that we are involved in is not a sprint. It's more like a marathon. And each and every day we have an opportunity to rise, strap on our running shoes, and spiritually run the race. And so today, as we are gathered, there are myriads of witnesses round about us, cheering us on. I can remember years ago now, the River Festival meant one thing for me. It meant running the 10K race. And I would train all year so that I could hopefully beat the time that I had last year. And there were some times when the weather was great and sometimes when the weather was not so great. But I was still determined to get up and to go and to run my 10K race. I never won anything, and I never probably made the top 50% sometimes. But it was an accomplishment for me to get up, and it was something all year long to prepare for. We are also involved in running that race that is set before us. And we each have our own race. We each have our own responsibility. It may not be the same one as Father Aaron or the choir or the servers, but we each have our own responsibility in this race, that we might run with patience what is set before us. And so today we are all in training. And we pray that as we look back upon this last year and we look upon the training that we have done through the Lenten season in particular, that we can say we're a little bit faster than we were last year. We're a little stronger than we were last year. And we can ask the saints for their assistance as they are observing us and they are watching us and they desire to help us. Along the way, in races, often you see that people are running along and there are those who are stationed at different points along the way. And they are giving out water. Sometimes they're giving out fruit. Sometimes they're giving out energy bars. Things to strengthen the runners. Things that will allow the runners to finish the race. The saints of God are there for us to encourage us. And at times they can supply needed nourishment to us along the way. We have the pouring out of their grace and of their intercessions for us all along the way. And if we are in particular need, sometimes we develop a cramp, or sometimes we have another issue, we can call upon them as well as upon the Lord and the Theotokos to come and aid us in our journey, aid us in this race. So what a wonderful time we have today to acknowledge them. Every Sunday we choose to acknowledge certain saints, certain ones who have gone before us, and who are in particular on this Sunday watching over us and watching over the Church of God. And so today I invite you to look into your heart and see these saints as they have been examples to us. As the book of Hebrews says, they had many good things happen to them, that they had quenched the power of fire, they had escaped the edge of the sword, they had obtained promises, they had shut the mouths of lions, they had quenched the power of fire. We look upon them and see their faithful run and see all the grace that God poured out upon them in order that they might accomplish their race. Such good and blessed things that they were able to do. They also encountered many trials and tribulations. Many were stoned, many were sawn in two, for instance. They were tempted, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, afflicted, and ill-treated. That doesn't sound like such a great race. But many of them encountered those obstacles and they overcame them. And we can look to them when we encounter obstacles, when we encounter things that are unpleasant in our life and the race that we run. We can look to them and ask them to intercede for us as well, that the same grace that allowed them to complete their race, they would impart to us that we can complete our race. What examples they are. It says that, for we have not come to a mountain that can be touched, to a blazing fire, or to darkness or gloom or a whirlwind, or to the blast of a trumpet and the sound of words, which sound was such that those who heard it begged that no further word should be spoken to them. But you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and a myriad of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of righteous men made perfect. To the spirits of righteous men and women, I would add, made perfect. This is the goal for which we strive. This is the finish line for which we look forward to, that we might be made perfect. That God in His grace, leading us along the way, directing our path, and the saints who are cheering us on would all lead us to that glorious finish line. So be encouraged today that the saints are here, the saints are with us, the saints are cheering us on. The saints are a blessing to us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Pray to the Lord that the Lord would have mercy on them.
Lord, have mercy.
That he would give them.
Lord, have mercy.
That he would reveal to them the gospel of righteousness.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will unite them to his holy, Catholic, and apostolic.